don't know if anybody else caught it, but Melissa did a really nice job with that Miracle on 34th Street commercial. Nice work, Mel.
You're welcome, James.
Appreciate you. You have yourself a great one, and have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
We'll be back next week with more. We'll have more morning show for you tomorrow, kicking off at 7. Be sure to join us then for that. Stick around for Morning Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
I'm going to smile right now.
Sherelle Griner, wife of WNBA star Brittany Griner, on the news that she has been released from a Soviet-era penal colony following a prisoner swap today with Russia in the United Arab Emirates. Sherelle Griner joined President Biden at the White House to celebrate Brittany's release.
She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home. After months of being unjustly detained in Russia, held under intolerable circumstances.
Griner was arrested in February for the cannabis oil found in her luggage. She was sentenced to 9 years. To effect the swap for Griner, Mr. Biden ordered the release of convicted Russian arms dealer Viktor Boot, who was sentenced to 25 years in a U.S. prison for conspiring to sell AK-47s that would have been used to kill American drug agents. The deal leaves behind retired Marine Paul Whelan, convicted in Russia of espionage charges that the U.S. calls false.
This was not a choice of which American to bring home.
The Whelan family says the news of the one-for-one swap is devastating for him, but the president vows,
"We'll keep negotiating in good faith for Paul's release. I guarantee that."
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Washington. Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
Mask mandates could be back in the U.S. soon amid a growing triple threat of infections. CBS's Carter Evans.
Here at the Mass General Hospital for Children in Boston, the pediatric ICU is at 100% capacity, and most of the patients here are on oxygen or ventilators.
This past year has been unlike any other years in the past, with RSV season starting much earlier.
RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, is surging along with the flu and COVID-19 infections nationwide.
The number of people filing for unemployment ticked up slightly last week. Applications rose by 4,000 over the week before. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick.
Where we see a bigger change is with continuing claims, measuring the total number of people receiving assistance through regular state programs. That number now at 1.67 million, up 62,000 from the previous week.
Most car makers have met a deadline for potentially life-saving technology. Jeff Gilbert with our affiliate WWJ.
There are now only a relative handful of vehicles that don't have automatic emergency braking, the result of a voluntary agreement made by 20 car makers. Insurance Institute for Highway Safety Research Director David Zuby says the technology prevents collisions.
We estimate a 50% reduction in those types of crashes.
Gas prices have just fallen below last year's average. AAA says a gallon of regular is $3.32 today from $3.36 a year ago. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car. He came home and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a high of 33. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again. Tonight, chance for snow. Lows level off around 24. Snow likely. Tomorrow, 33. Cloudy skies expected. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this December 8th, 2022. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to have a callback, a repeat of a great episode we had just last week from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, previewing Miracle on 34th Street. Looking forward to that. That will be at 10:30. Right now, in studio, we have with us Dr. William J. Torgensen III, Senior Pastor at the Evangelical Free Church in Wisconsin Rapids. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
And Danita Carlson is with us. Good morning, Danita.
Good morning.
Good to see both of you again. Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate you guys being here, especially being here to talk about what we are here to discuss today. I think that we've been able to, over the last couple of weeks, maybe over the last couple of months, with you two, with Sheriff Becker, with some others, we've really been able to talk about Mary's Place and talk about what it is and what it can offer to a community, what it can offer to our people, our citizens. I've really enjoyed the time, and I just want to thank you both for putting so much of your energy and time into this subject. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. I want to dive right in. First, maybe the most important thing I ask both of you all day, how are you? How is it going, guys? How's it going? Sir, how are you?
Doing well overall.
Yeah.
Rough night's sleep, but I'm here.
You're in the right place for that. This studio is built for people with rough sleep.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Shaking the cobwebs out.
Danita, how have you been?
I have been absolutely fine. Thank you for asking.
Good to hear. So let's do a quick overview of Mary's Place and update on the and get an update on the groundbreaking event process.
Sure.
A progress.
Yeah. So the mission of Mary's Place is to provide shelter, restoration, and hope to no-income and low-income individuals by offering an affordable transitional housing program. This is not a homeless shelter, and Mary's Place right now is located in Marshfield and has been there since 2005 and is expanding to Wisconsin Rapids. And so we will be located at 528th Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids, and we'll be doing the groundbreaking for it already next week, which is scheduled for noon on December 15th, which is Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, week from today.
Yeah, that is that's exciting. It's I don't want to say it like it's a sudden, but it is a little bit interesting that it happened that quickly. That is pretty cool. I feel like it was just a week or two ago we were talking about trying to get the idea of this even happening. Here we are, where we're already, you know, putting shovels in the dirt. That's a pretty cool thing.
Absolutely. Altman Construction has actually been on site for a couple months now working on the renovation of the building. And so we will be doing the groundbreaking, and we're hoping that the community will turn out. And this is really an exciting time for our community, and we can celebrate together.
Anytime I see Altman, they help build this building we're in right here and everything. Big fans of the boys over at Altman, all the people over at Altman, boys, girls, everybody. I've seen going past this place, and I've seen some of the work that they're already doing and some of the stuff that's going on over there. And I'm usually whipping by like everybody else. I'm in a hurry, but I slow down in my head when I go past there, because it's just such a good feeling to think that this is happening in our town. I think that there's a lot to be said with this subject matter, because we've gotten a lot. I shouldn't say we've gotten a lot, but I've gotten feedback from like the very first conversation Sheriff Becker and I had about this subject to others, where concerns. and things that people wonder about this whole topic, really. And I think that you two, along with Sheriff Becker, everybody has addressed those numerous times. I don't think we need to spend a whole lot of time on that. But I do think that one thing that I don't think we've been able to touch on nearly enough is the positives that come from having a place like Mary's Place. We have focused on the clients and how they could be benefited from this. I don't know if people realize your whole town